In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Apple has gone Hollywood, it hopes. At the very least, it set a budget of, roughly $1 billion to procure and produce original content over the next year. Word on the street via folks familiar with the matter, Apple is going all in and is quite serious about making a big splash in show business. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now via San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So right off the bat, Apple steps up to the plate with a lot already locked and loaded. It's got the money. It's got the global reach. It obviously knows how to market a product. It seems like it's pretty good footing from the get-go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, clearly because of the number of devices it has out there in the marketplace, there are going to be a lot of Hollywood executives who are interested in partnering with Apple and seeing where Apple can take them.
So they're clearly ready, but they're obviously way late to the party with Amazon and Netflix way ahead of them. How considerable will the challenges be once things start to pan out?
Apple is just the latest to scoot up to the table here, and it's a really, really crowded table. And it's going to be hard for Apple to come in and scoop up a lot of the best ideas in programming right now and make headway, because for two reasons, right? It's like, A, there's a question of how many good ideas are there out there, and I'm sure there are plenty of more great creative ideas out there that Apple could find. But B, how much time do we all have? I mean, think about it.
Right.
I was speaking with one executive earlier today, and he was saying, you know, the Beatles must have known what was coming in the entertainment world when they wrote the song 8 Days a Week, because we actually, like, legitimately need it to be able to watch all the programming.
I would love
that's
that,
out.
Exactly.
Yeah, he said, unless Apple can come up with an extra day in the week, it's really, really going to have to pick a show that is compelling to viewers. And it needs a hit. It needs a hit in a big way, and it needs a hit because many of us have already become committed to other shows that are out there, whether that's House of Cards, which has been on air for a long time,
right,
or some other program. We've already made our choices. So breaking through the noise and the clutter that's out there and convincing people to sign up for another program won't be easy.
So $1 billion budget, how much can they potentially go out and scoop up in terms of potential programming, potential acquisition?
You know, the conventional wisdom is that they could buy about 10 shows with that. And what they need to do is find at least, you know, one, two hits. I mean, the model out there that everyone points to is the Netflix model. And the way Netflix really got traction was they hit the ground running with House of Cards. They kind of lured people in with that. And then they followed it up with Orange is the New Black. And it was kind of a double punch, right? I mean, you know, kind of a jab and then a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they collected so many viewers. And they really hit the ground running once they did that. Could Apple do the same? That's what everybody is expecting them to try to do. And we'll just have to wait and see.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple setting its sights on Hollywood. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So at the end of the day, Apple's obviously going to need some help too, right, though? I mean, any people with Hollywood clout on board to bring the needed showbiz expertise, what kind of roles might they fill?
That's the one thing that a lot of people have looked at Apple's recent moves and praised. And what they did was they went out and they lured two Sony executives away from Sony, two top Hollywood executives, Jamie Ehrlich and Zach Van Amberg. And these guys have a sterling reputation in Hollywood. They have great relationships, and they also have a good eye for good programming. For example, they were involved in helping bring Breaking Bad to life. And so there's a lot of optimism that with these two executives at the helm running Apple's video operations, the company really has a chance to catch up.
Yeah, that's some good street cred right there. Trip Mickle, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Trip Mickle's coverage of all things Apple, head to WSJ.com. So ends the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.